Welcome to Logistics 101, a 5-minute discussion surrounding the government's Logistics Hub initiative. I'm Aldine Campbell. In this edition, we hold talks with Logistics Director in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Gary Scott, who will help us to better understand what the initiative is all about. Welcome to the program, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
The government's Logistics Hub initiative seeks to position Jamaica as the fourth node in the global logistics and supply chain. Now, Gary, could you tell us what is logistics? How does it work? And how do we fit into all of this?
Logistics, put very simply, is just the movement of goods, people, or services from point A to point B. I'd love to use an analogy using the carnation market to try and give you a better explanation on that. The carnation market can be considered a hub. The goods that farmers produce are transported from different parts of Jamaica, and they all converge on the carnation market. At that point, the goods are added value to by, say, the vendors who are selling will now start to clean the products or package the products or partially prepare them. For argument's sake, they will partially prepare breadfruit and they roast it. The goods at that stage now are sold to restaurants, they're sold to hotels, they're sold to end users, the consumers. Some of the restaurants and the hotels may add further value by processing some of those agricultural produce and using their own establishment. So that, put very simply, is a logistics operation. So let's expand that now into Jamaica becoming this logistics hub.
That is what I was coming to, because a lot of persons are of the view that they're going to probably wake up and hear on the news that the government is going to officially open the hub. So they're thinking more or less that a building is going to be erected. So could you clarify that for us now to say, what exactly are we expecting?
So certainly new buildings, new infrastructure will be developed as the logistics hub advances. But Jamaica currently already does logistics in a significant way with the ships coming into the harbors. The ships come in, they offload the containers, they put the containers in another ship and they send that to another destination. The objective is to get the commodities that are within those containers placed in special economic zones. That's where we now hope to start to influence more of what logistics brings to the country. It will mean jobs, skilled and unskilled jobs. And we're not just talking about logistics related jobs. It's going to be the accountant, it's going to be the maintenance companies, it's going to be the cleaning companies who will clean the warehouse, it's going to be, yes, supply chain managers, supply chain officers, skilled people who can assemble laptops, for argument's sake. So the logistics-centered economy is a journey, it's not an event, it's not that we're going to get up tomorrow and see one building pop up. But so far, we've seen the Kingston Wharves investment and expanding into their own logistics, total logistics center. We've seen an increase in bunkering companies in Jamaica. We have seen an increase in ship repair companies in Jamaica. That's all part of what the logistics hub and the logistics initiative will bring to Jamaica.
Okay, so outside of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, I know spearheading the project, what other ministries are functional in all of this? You know, it's a collaborative effort of the government. So tell us how the other ministries, you know, they are playing out their part.
It is, you're very correct. It's a whole of government approach. The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, for argument's sake, has been integral in the development of the infrastructure across the island. Simply put, even the North-South Highway, the East-West Highway, forms part of the ability to provide our country the opportunity to play in the global market and to expand the backward linkages into all parts of the island, because now it's easier to access varying parts of the island. That same ministry is also integral in the Norman Manley International Airport, which will form part of the logistics projects, the Kingston Container Terminal. So that's about how do we develop our infrastructure within the island to allow us to play in the global market.
So for those persons who are actually thinking that nothing is happening towards this venture, then we see that work is being done on our highways. Are you actually saying now that that is work in progress towards, you know, establishing Jamaica as the hub?
Definitely is.
That's it for this edition of Logistics 101. Join us again next time when we'll continue discussions on the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.